There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep. Quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. When my thoughts haven't made any sense. For questions like, how do I rearrange my whole life to move out to the woods and live in a cabin? Just thinking about it doesn't really get you there. But combining a love for something with intention and awareness, that creates access to wisdom that isn't anything we can actually learn or even think. It's not the kind of intention that holds strongly to a certain outcome. It's more the kind of intention that says, I'm ready to know the truth, whatever that may be. It's an intention that releases expectations and makes room for experiencing life differently. Steve Jobs said, intuition is a very powerful thing. More powerful than intellect, in my opinion. And Einstein said, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. There is some science that points to the ventromedial prefrontal cortex area of the brain being involved in sensing intuition. But for me, it's always felt like it's come from closer to my center, my heart, or my gut. Maybe it's both. Either way, meditation is a great way for increasing both the activity and the interconnectivity of the prefrontal cortex. And it's a good way to get in touch with the rest of your body, too. Spending time in nature has always helped me feel more connected to intuition as well. It's a big part of the reason I live here. It helps me stay grounded and not get lost in thoughts and emotions. Because when we're lost in thought or trying to control the world around us, It's like splashing around in the clear pond of intuition. After a while, everything's murky and you can't see anything. Tonight's meditation will be an exploration into sensing intuition more clearly and deeply. Okay, let's start out with a few deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth, at your own pace. And just allowing the breath to come back to its natural rhythm. Just feeling the body breathing itself. Sensing into the body, anywhere that the body is in contact with something else. The backs of the legs, seat, maybe your hands touching the chair or the mattress or each other. Just sensing into those points of contact and the sensations that come with them. Just checking in with different parts of the body, noticing any resistance or discomfort anywhere. Just breathing down into that area. Gently allowing it to release. And let's just allow our intention to be to know the truth of who we are. Letting intuition reveal truth to us. Just bring your awareness to wherever it is you sense that you are in the body. For example, most of us feel like we are behind our eyes or somewhere in our head looking out on the world. Just let your awareness go there. And notice what it feels like. Sensing into that area. And as you sense into that area, see if you can bring that same awareness down to your jaw. as if the part of you that you consider you is in your jaw. Just letting that awareness drift down from your head to your jaw. And don't worry if you don't feel anything. That's okay. Just see if you can continue to let that awareness continue dropping down into the throat and the neck. Just sensing into the throat and the neck, letting awareness be aware of itself. And continue allowing your awareness to drift down to your center, your heart center. Not the actual place where your heart is, but the area in the center of your chest. Can you bring that awareness of yourself to your heart center? It may tend to want to drift back up to the head, and that's okay. Just see if you can allow it to drift back down. And while your awareness is settled in your heart center, notice that you still have access to your thoughts if you need them. But they're not running the show. There's a different sensation of self here. Explore that sensation. And if thoughts start to arise and you get distracted or lost in thought, that's okay. If it helps, you could just note the thought and watch it fade away again. Or you can bring your attention back to your heart center. Whichever works best for you. Just allowing thoughts. Now, see if you can sense out further into the body. From the heart center out into the rest of the body. Just sensing yourself out to the edges of the body. Are there really even edges? Can you feel them? Or do you just assume they're there? and as you move through the body, again sensing into any parts where you may feel a little tension or resistance. And with the breath, bringing a warm, calming energy to that part of the body. Seeing if you can gently release just a little. And coming back to rest in the heart center. Knowing that this quiet, embodied place, this intention to know the truth, this awareness of what is, all come together to create a fertile ground for intuition to flower. So we release any expectations, desires, clinging, any looking for an answer, and simply allow. When we just rest in our sense of intuition, accept it, allow it, we open up the door to learning new things about ourselves and the world around us. And you can come back to this space anytime. I find that it keeps me more closely connected to intuition to come back often.